Moncrief on News Talk.
The Irish restaurant menu has evolved over the years mostly to offer better and more varied food. That process of change is ongoing, but these days a large deciding factor is cost. Paul Gallagher is head of the Irish Hotels Federation. Paul, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I just saw today that the figures came out this morning. Food price inflation is at a 20-year high.
That was the Irish Times.
That was in the Irish Times today.
Yeah.
So obviously that's having an effect on anyone. Are there certain sorts of foods this is hitting?
Yeah, I think your listeners who go to the supermarket, I think you can't help but notice everything's more expensive. Or when you get to the till, you feel like one bag of shopping is 55 euros when it used to be two bags. So, I mean, there's a real inflation. I mean, sort of things that we are noticing is sea bass, 31% increase in price in a year, salmon up 25%, hake up 39%, turkey's up 46%. And it goes on, like beef and so on, eggs, chicken, cooking oil, butter, coffee, chocolate. I mean, chocolate's gone up 95%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of that is, you know, it's outside of our control. It's the cost of getting stuff to us, and that's more expensive. Some of it is because energy prices are still very high, and fertilizer requires an awful lot of energy to make fertilizer, and that impacts then on foodstuff into certain animals like chickens and things like that. So, but there is an enormous amount of inflation in Irish food right across the last 3 years, like we've never seen before. You know, and perhaps some might say it was always too cheap and now it's the right price. But
yeah, there is that argument.
It is hugely expensive.
Yeah, but say if somebody's going in now for a steak, are we edging towards a situation where a nice piece of steak is more going to be a high-end product rather than you'll get it in your local hotel?
Yeah, I think if anyone thinks back 20 years, you know, if you saw a lobster on the menu, you'd be asked the waiter for a price. I'd hate to think, you know, you go to a restaurant and be asked the waiter for the price of a steak because, but certainly at 50 euros, including all your trimmings and garnish and everything, steak is something you would have to think about, I think, when you go to a restaurant. We're eating an awful lot more chicken, I think, anyhow. I think we all know we are. But it's just becoming one of those sort of, it's a discretionary spend now to actually have a piece of beef, unless you're going for a cheaper cut like a feather blade. But then you can't order that medium rare because they can't do it, because it's a slow cook piece of meat from the shoulder. So, you know, it's incredibly difficult to find the choices we think we should have on Irish menus, considering we produce so much beef here. Or lamb, for that matter. And yet you don't really see lamb on menus anymore. Unless
it's
in
a
stew.
Yeah, is that gone now?
Yeah, you very rarely see a rack of lamb on the menu. You will see odd time lamb chops, very odd. You will see lamb in an Irish stew, but that's it. You're not going to see it anywhere else. I was out the other night. There was no chicken on the menu. There was no lamb on the menu at all. Full stop.
Yeah.
You know.
And you mentioned various sorts of fish are gone as well.
They are.
What would be the main ones that have become scarce?
Well, you don't see salmon. I mean, really, you rarely see salmon. You might see it as a starter of smoked salmon, but you don't see it on a main course really anymore. Everything now is just fish and chips. And then you have to ask the waiter, what is that fish? Is it whiting? Is it hake?
Yeah.
Is it sole? Or is it cod? Well, not sole. That'd be very expensive fish and chips. But, you know, and the worry there is, and this is the thing I said recently, Irish menus are very predictable now. If you walk down the street, I'd say most of your listeners could guess what are the main courses in the restaurant? Maybe not with the garnishes, but certainly the main component. They'd be able to guess it before they sit down.
Yeah. What are they replacing it with then? Is it just all chicken?
Cheaper stuff. Yeah, chicken. You know, we become the world's top chicken wing eaters with hot sauces, burgers of all sorts, so be they beef or chicken burgers. Obviously, vegetarian choices, you're seeing quite a lot of pasta dishes on menus, risottos on menus, you know, all those kind of cheaper ingredients that are making up the vast majority of the bulk of main courses. So, and that's a little worrying for all of us. It's the cost, really, that's putting it all off the menu.
Yeah. Jim, one of our listeners says, when on holiday in Kenmare 3 weeks ago, I ordered a steak and chips for 35 quid. It was so stringy, I had to give up fighting to cut decent meat off it. Has anyone else noticed poorer quality steak being served? Yeah, but I would imagine that's because it was probably a cheaper cut, but probably most places are saying we just won't bother rather than giving inferior product.
Well, if you're paying for steak and you can't eat it, send it back and just say, I can't eat it, and they'll replace it. But I mean, you are seeing still fillet and strip loin and sirloins on menus. They are there, but you're seeing other cuts that you wouldn't have seen. Rump, feather blade. You know, we wouldn't have been eating rump steak 15 years ago. Now it's very common.
Yeah. So what's going to happen, do you think?
Well, it's the worry is
because
that
there's so many factors at play that are causing this situation that it's arguably facile to say, well, the government should do X because there's so many things outside their control.
Yeah, there are. But I mean, they have a lot of control. They have a lot of levers. I mean, I have an interesting figure here. On a typical meal of two main courses for €30 each and a half bottle of wine between two people, let's call that a €75 dinner. The VAT and excise on that meal is €15.90. Mm-hmm. It is 50% more than you would pay in tax or excise in Italy, Spain, Germany or Hungary. So, you know, when you go abroad and you're having the same kinds of food, but they're a lot cheaper, they're the sort of things that come into play.
Hasn't the minister, though, already indicated his intention to go down to the lower VAT rate in the next
Well, budget? He has and he hasn't. he hasn't got an awful lot of money and he has to make a stretch around everybody's asks. Would VAT mean that customers would get lower prices on menus? Maybe not, because a lot of restaurants say they need that margin in order to survive.
So yeah.
It's not necessarily going to mean cheaper food, but it will mean small restaurants and coffee shops all across Ireland will survive where they might not now if it don't get that reduction. So
yeah, it mightn't even be enough.
No, it mightn't be enough. And I think that's the worry. You know, you go down some towns in Ireland, and I was down around a few of them yesterday, coming from Kerry to Dublin through Mallow and Mitchelstown and a few other places. There's nothing in some main streets. The whole thing is closed down, except for the odd pub that's hanging on for dear life and maybe the chemist. There's nothing else open. Yeah. They're all gone.
Paul Gallagher is head of the Irish Hotels Federation. Paul, thanks a million for coming into us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.